T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But first, our top story this half hour. We're expecting Chicago police to brief reporters at any moment about our breaking news. An apparent shooting inside the Chicago Police Department's facility in Holman Square on the west side. A spokesperson says an officer shot and wounded someone, described as a suspect during the noon hour at the facility at Fillmore and Holman. Numerous reports suggest the shooting happened on the fifth floor of the facility, where a SWAT team training exercise was going on. The Sun Times quotes as saying someone used a fire escape to climb into an open window and grabbed a gun. Less than 30 minutes ago, reporters asked Mayor Lightfoot about the situation during an unrelated appearance.
Obviously, it's early in the investigation. I think we have some sense of what happened, but I don't want to get ahead of the work that the detectives are actively doing.
And, of course, as soon as police commanders begin their update, we'll bring it right to you. Chicago police and the CTA investigating after a man was robbed and hit over the head with a wine bottle during a brazen attack that has gone viral after footage was posted to social media. Deputy Chief of Detectives Rahman Mohammed says there is an ongoing investigation into this attack, which happened over the weekend on a Red Line train.
We feel that we've got a person of interest that we're looking to interview. But we're going to be needing the help of the victim in this incident as well.
The CTA calls the attack absolutely reprehensible, and the police have issued a community alert about it. Chicago Public School leaders helping investigate what sparked a brawl after a high school football game over the weekend. WBBM's Andy Dane has our update.
The chaos unfolded Saturday night at Lane Stadium, where Kenwood and Morgan Park were squaring off. The game was physical throughout, but got out of hand late as several fights broke out on the field, leaving CPS security and coaches scrambling to get things under control. When it was all said and done, nearly 20 players from both Southside high schools were ejected. In a statement to WBBM, Chicago Public School officials say, in part, CPS expects all of our student athletes to treat each other with respect. We have spoken at length to school administrators and head coaches about consequences and actions that can be taken moving forward. That's the story from the north side.
A man allegedly used the social media app Snapchat to lure an acquaintance to a Southside alley where he shot and killed him. Cook County prosecutors say that 23-year-old Malik Wilson fired twice. Giovanni Alvarado fell to the ground the afternoon of April 24th. No motive in that shooting was given. Police and the U.S. Marshals reportedly arrested Wilson on Saturday in Bloomington. A Cook County judge has ordered Wilson to be held without bail. There's a lot of talk about the so-called great resignation in the workplace lately, but a recent study shows, if anything, the opposite is true among Latino workers in the Chicago area.
Overall, the size of the labor force has been decreasing even as the coronavirus pandemic eases. But a study by the Metropolitan Planning Council and the Latino Policy Forum shows Latinos are not part of that trend. The MPC's Daniel Cooper is a co-author of the study.
Latinos, very early on, were very hard hit with employment challenges, workforces shutting down, lack of protections in essential jobs. But then as the pandemic went on and we started hearing about people leaving their jobs, we noticed that wasn't true for Latinos, that the labor market was as tight as ever.
In fact, the Latino workforce has grown even though the protections are sparse. Co-author and researcher Margarita Bernal says, as a Latina, she's not surprised, especially among immigrants who came to this country to better their lives. They don't have the option not to work. In the loop, Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
And the village of Linwood would soon be the home to a new equestrian and animal center. A parade of animals marched to the site over the weekend, all in celebration of the groundbreaking of the new equestrian university owned by the Family Christian Center. The Christian Center is known for its shows that often display exotic animals during services. After having hosed many of the four-legged creatures at a farm in the south suburbs, Linwood Mayor Jada Curry hopes this will spur more development in her village of 9,000 residents.
Continue to bring unique things into the village so that others will look and say, oh, I didn't know about Linwood. Let me explore this small, sweet little community in the Southland.
In addition to housing church-owned animals, it will serve as a facility where future vets will learn about providing medical services to horses. Developing now, Chicago police say they're trying to figure out what drove a man to use a fire escape to get into a police department facility on the west side and crash a SWAT team training session. Police Superintendent David Brown says officers shot the man after he entered the fifth floor training room at the Holman Square facility during the noon hour and started grabbing firearms off a table. You heard him moments ago live on WPBM.
The officers immediately see this person because the guns are being watched by officers, by supervisors. They see this person as he grabs the guns off the table. He actually grabs at least two guns, we believe, at this point.
The man's not at the hospital for what are being called non-life-threatening injuries. An officer also injured an ankle during that incident. WBBM's Brandon Eisen is there. He's talking to police now. We'll hear from him live at 4:03. Meantime, Chicago police searching for a man who tried to kidnap a woman in the city's West Loop last night. But this follows a similar incident in that same area just about a month ago. But police say that the offender approached the 45-year-old victim, grabbed her arms, and attempted to pull her inside of a Dodge Plymouth minivan. A Lyft driver and a passenger reportedly helped to save her. In August, a man was walking his dog at that same corner of Adams and Sagamon when he spotted what looked like a woman in distress and sprayed her would-be kidnappers with bear spray. The Lightfoot administration outlining a new vision for downtown LaSalle Street. It includes affordable housing and a more neighborhood feel in the business district. And leaders are asking for some help.
The initiative is called LaSalle Reimagined, and the administration's asking for proposals to bring some 1,000 residential units to the LaSalle Street corridor, at least 300 of them affordable. This could help revitalize an area that's seen vacancy rates skyrocket. But Mayor Lightfoot was asked where the grocery stores and services will be for so many more people in the loop.
Well, I think that's exactly what the plan is about. It envisions revitalizing not just the commercial spaces, but really making it a livable neighborhood. Why we're using some of the tools that the Department of Housing has is to create those opportunities.
And she suggests there'll be help for businesses in an area known for high rental rates and pricey real estate. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
An Indiana state trooper was taken to the hospital early this morning when her squad was hit by a tanker truck.
Indiana State Police say Trooper Jordan Biltuis and another trooper were blocking a lane of traffic on I-65 where there'd been a semi-truck crash between DeMott and Rensselaer. This was around 5 in the morning before dawn. Police say that the troopers had had their emergency lights flashing when a tanker truck driven by a Remington man sideswiped Trooper Biltuis's squad. The trooper's injuries are said to have been non-life-threatening. She had had her seatbelt on at the time. Tanker truck driver Jonathan Hanley was ticketed. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.